Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
Here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." We can see here that if we're interested in obtaining a good report with the Lord, we're going to have to learn and understand how faith works. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What's he saying here? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by something God said, by the Word of God. God set the planets, the stars, the solar systems, this earth, and all the contents therein in its original form. He set these things in motion by His words. Now, I want to take a little side journey here just for a moment. When God set the world into motion and created the things that He created, you read the Genesis account, He had confidence in what He said coming to pass. That's why it came to pass. When you and I as believers have confidence in things that we're saying coming to pass, they will come to pass. I started out telling you tonight my testimony about paying my house off early back in 96. The only way that you're going to have confidence in what you're saying coming to pass is if you spend time fellowshipping with what God has to say. Because when you know what He has to say concerning your situation and you use your tongue to speak words in alignment with what He has to say, it will surely come to pass. I had to speak words concerning the mortgage on my home for my mortgage to be paid off. I could not just read the Word and find in there where it says, you know, "My God shall supply," the Amplified says, "liberally supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Hoopla, hallelujah, that's wonderful, praise God, let's all go home now. I had to take that word, meditate upon it until it became a living reality on the inside of me. Once it became a living reality on the inside of me, then I spoke to the mortgage. When God set the worlds into motion, He had an image on the inside of Him of the worlds being framed and designed as they are before He spoke. God has every intention of taking His Word, painting a picture upon the canvas of your heart, and causing you to say, wanting you to say things based upon the picture that you've painted from the canvas, from the pages of His Word on the canvas of your heart. We know this here in verse 3, that it says the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The worlds were set in motion and framed, developed, created by God saying something. We made this note last week that based upon this passage right here, what God has to say has enough power in it to bring itself to pass. But how many of you know just your Bible laying in your lap or on the coffee table or on your nightstand by the bed is not going to cause it to come to pass for you? There is some movement required on our part. We must take what He has had to say, meditate upon it. Meditation brings revelation. Meditation upon what He has had to say brings revelation to your heart of what He has had to say. When there's a revelation in your heart of something He has had to say, it will be so real to you that it cannot be taken away from you. This is why it is so important for us to have ears to hear. Because if you're not hearing what God is saying to you, the revelation never comes. This is why some people have struggled with the subject of healing for a long time. Myself included, I've been there. It's because I heard all of Brother Hagin's messages, I think, on the subject of faith. I grew up in a Christian home. But the day came in 1992 that I had a crippling accident on the job, and it left my spine all messed up, and I couldn't, it was nothing they could do. They took x-rays, they said, there's nothing we can do for you. So I took all that I had memorized of all of Brother Hagin's preachings and teachings and all the good messages I'd heard on the subject of faith, and I began to quote and say and confess and just think, abracadabra, this is going to happen. And it didn't. Now that was August 26th of 1992 that happened. By February of 1993, I'm not getting any better. I confessed everything I'd been told I should confess. I've done everything I was told I should do, and it wasn't working. And finally, I came to the point of saying, you know, Lord, if this is going to work for me, I need to know how to work it. If I don't know how to work your word, I'm in trouble. And so I went back and reviewed some things I had heard in the past very carefully, meditated upon them, listen carefully to what was going on, and the Lord began to direct my steps, and He began to direct me and teach me of what to do. And I found myself going to the Scripture and finding target Scripture. We call them target Scriptures, specific Scriptures, meditating upon those Scriptures that paint the picture on the canvas of my heart concerning my healing. And I meditated upon them Scriptures until I seen myself healed. See, don't just run out and blab something. You can say some things, that's good, because faith comes by hearing. Even if it's from your own mouth, faith will come by hearing. It's good to say the Scripture and say the Scripture. But when you really want to get results, meditate upon it until the reality of that dawns on your heart. I meditated upon the Scriptures concerning healing. Until I seen in my heart, I seen myself healed. I seen myself whole. I seen myself healthy. I seen myself standing up straight. I seen myself with no pain. I saw it in my heart. I saw that it was mine because God had said it was mine. I had ears to hear what God was saying to me from His Word. And as I gave careful consideration to what He had to say, that picture got bigger and bigger and bigger on the inside of me until I came to the point of saying, bless God, I'm going to ask tonight. 3 days later, I came to the Lord and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, You said in Your Word in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things You desire when you pray, believe that you receive them when you pray, and then you'll have them. I said, I'm asking You to heal my spine. I know that I know that I know that I know it's Your will to heal my spine because I have Your Word on it. See, when you go to Him on the basis of something He said, you're on sure ground. Now, if you go to the Lord on the basis of something Preacher Dodo over here taught that wasn't scriptural, you're not going to get results. Always back up the preaching you hear with what the Word says. Don't just take everything that everybody says is gospel. You can't do that. People mean well and they want to preach the truth, but sometimes we know in part and we prophesy and preach in part. And so we want to take the Scripture and use it as the final authority on what's being said. And if something's not lining up with the Scripture, just, you know, don't make a commotion, but don't pay any attention to it either. Because see, faith comes by something God said, not somebody's opinion. There's a difference. So I meditated upon them Scriptures and came to the Father about it. I said, now on the basis of what You have had to say, Your Word says that by His stripes I am healed. Not going to be, I am healed. That's what You said. So from Your perspective, I'm healed. Now I've meditated on this to the point that I said, I see myself as healed. I see myself bending over and doing everything that I couldn't do before. They told me I should get an office job. You know, sit behind the desk. You'll never be able to lift more than 5 pounds. 5-10 pounds at the most. I said, well, that's not the way I'm cut out. I'm sorry. So I went on and did what I was doing, but boy, was it painful. I think, you know, in my case, I think I was driven to finding the truth. You know, pain will do that. It will make you or break you. And in my case, it made me. because I had enough of the right ingredients around me, enough of the truth of God's Word around me to get in there and study and find out what He was saying to me and get it for myself. Hallelujah! Thank God for that. Where would we be today if He hadn't? And so, I said, on the basis of what Your Word has to say, I'm just asking You to heal my spine tonight. And by the way, Jesus said that if I believe I receive when I pray, that I've got it. I'll have it. So, thank You. I appreciate my healing. Some things you just have to take. I took it. See, you don't get brassy unless you know what God has to say. Now, if you know, you say, well, he's arrogant. No, he ain't. He knows what the Bible says. You know what God said, you're going to fear no man. You'll fear no doctor. You'll fear nothing. Why? Because you're standing on the firm foundation of what God has had to say, not on something else. See, it's not just you memorizing what He said. We've got it in writing. If you don't remember what He said, go back and review it.
Jesus makes a statement in John's Gospel, the 17th chapter and the 14th verse. He says, I have given them Thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus made it clear that His life lived on the earth was not in complete dependence upon what the earth had to offer Him solely. It was through His relationship with the Father God that He was able to perform and walk in the supernatural as He did. You and I's ability to know God as He really is enables us to trust our Father just as Jesus did. Without that genuine relationship based on trust, we will be hindered in taking Him at His word as a present reality. His word is to be relied upon to such a degree that we can even alter the laws of nature if necessary. Natural laws can only be altered by spiritual truths when God's word is final authority in our lives. Logic is not to be eliminated, but it is not to be the final authority in the affairs of life. In this 4-CD album, we're going to talk about things like the two kinds of truth. We're going to talk about the logic realm versus the spirit realm. We're going to talk about genuine, real Bible faith. We're also going to talk about things such as the manifestations of the Spirit and the consideration for right things and much, much more. You won't want to miss getting a hold of your copy of this week's message in its entirety titled Altering Natural Laws. This is a 4-CD album that we're making available to our listeners for a love gift of $24 or more to this ministry. We want to thank you for your love and support for this radio ministry as we endeavor to move forward and help others move forward in the plan and the purpose that God has for their lives individually as well as corporately. Stay tuned now. My announcer is going to come and give you more information on how you can secure this week's message titled Altering Natural Laws in its entirety.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.